Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, March 20th. U.S. equities finished higher in Wednesday trading, rallying after today's FOMC meeting, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ finishing up 103 basis points, 89 basis points, and 125 basis points, respectively. The S&P notched another record closing high, with big tech broadly higher. Small caps, transports, semis, and semi-cap equipment, builders, credit cards, banks, cruise lines, OTAs, social media, and media were among the best performers. Healthcare, utilities, energy, exchanges, food, and HPCs among the laggards. Treasuries were mostly firmer, most notably at the short end of the curve after snapping a six-session losing streak on Tuesday. Dollar index was little changed, though some yen weakness again today. Gold ended fractionally higher. Bitcoin futures were up 1.8%, reversing earlier weakness, and WTI crude settled down 1.8%. Some dovish takeaways from the Fed, though, seems to be more about lack of surprises as removing an overhang. Median dot unchanged at 3 rate cuts for 2024, while previews flagged risk of a hawkish shift. Also thoughts that such a shift could drive a pickup in concerns about potential for no rate cuts this year. In addition, long-run dot only went up 10 basis points following renewed pickup in chatter about a higher neutral rate. Combination of disinflation-driven Fed pivot and firmer U.S. growth backdrop still the key bullish talking points for equities. Also some positive sentiments surrounding recent breadth improvement. Fed left rates unchanged at 5.25 to 5.5% as widely expected. Statement reiterated Fed needs additional confidence inflation returning to target before easing. Median 2024 dot in updated SEP unchanged at 3 rate cuts. However, median dot in 2025 and 26 each went up 25 basis points. Powell said more confidence on inflation will come from additional data. Noted recent data suggests gradual bumpy disinflation trend remains intact. Highlighted uncertainty surrounding neutral rate and also pushed back against recent talk about potential cracks in the labor market. In corporate news, Intel rose on confirmation of billions of dollars of CHIP Act grants. Pinduoduo was up big following strong Q4 results. Boeing, at sell-side conference, offered cautious free cash flow commentary but said it would ramp up 737 production later this year. Chipotle announced a 50-for-1 stock split. General Mills' fiscal Q3 organic revenue, operating margins, and EPS were all better, while 2024 guidance was unchanged. NASDAQ was hit by Bourse Dubai sale of $1.6 billion stake. Health Equity posted a strong cost-driven bottom-line beat for Q4 and reiterated 2024 guidance. And Macy's has reportedly opened its books to Arkhouse and Brigade Capital. Notable movers to the upside today included Riot Platforms jumping 11.8% after an upgrade to overweight from neutral at JP Morgan. Said new Corsicana facility ramp will improve company's fleet efficiency and mining economics. Also said company has more visible path to growth versus public peers. Paramount Global also up 11.8% on media reports that Apollo made an $11 billion offer for its studio. Topgolf Callaway Brands gained 9.7% amid media reports on an unidentified investor seeking to acquire the company. Report adds that major shareholders plan to spin off the Topgolf business and sell the Callaway Golf brand. Movers to the downside saw Signet Jewelers falling 12.1% after Q4 EPS beat but included a tax benefit. Sales and EBIT came in below. Both Q1 and full-year guidance were weaker than expected. Company noted soft start to Q1, but notable improvement since mid-February. Also flagged integration issues with digital banners and announced new cost savings plan and increased capital return. Equinix declined 2.3% following a Hindenburg Research releasing a negative report on the company claiming accounting manipulation and business decay was also downgraded to hold at HSBC. Supermicrocomputer was down 1.6% after yesterday's 2 million share offering, priced at $8.75 a share, about 12.6% below Monday's closing price. Analysts noted net proceeds could help prepare for substantial orders from hyperscale cloud service providers. On deck for tomorrow, economic data including February existing home sales and leading indicators, preliminary March PMI and the Philly Fed Index, and weekly jobless claims, as well as earnings from Accenture, Darden Restaurants, and Nike, among others. That's all for today's Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.